Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, no, I was pretty excited.
How about the Panthers? What do you know about them? What can you bring to them down the road?
You know, all I know is that they got one of my good friends, Nick Duchesne, so that's kind of exciting. Maybe I'll get them
there. You play against them in
the Yeah, and we're playing together in college.
What do you bring to the table, young man? What's your skill?
You know, I just try to get to the net, put the puck away. That's my main thing.
You always dream of this moment. Here it is. Have an FCS and play to grow up.
No, I mean, when I said eat and pray, I was like, oh my god. So, I don't. It's unbelievable.
Don't really remember much after the prairie?
Exactly. So, pretty cool.
Just a few months back, you won the state tournament. You had a 4-game press conference in the very room. How did you feel being drafted? Hometown?
Yeah, I mean, 2 months ago, I had a big cut on my skin. I was feeling hurt, but now I feel great. It's awesome.
How did this compare to diving and poking that puck in the net to win the championship?
I mean, they're totally different things, but they're both unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable.
How much has your coach Lee Smith impacted your career to this point?
Oh, so much. I mean, he's a great guy, great coach, and helped me tremendously the past 3 years.
Is your brother here today? Was he ready?
Chad?
Yeah.
No, he's up at the cabin station, so.
Did you get a phone call from him?
I don't know. I didn't look at my phone. I'm sure he did.
Are you going to college?
Yeah, I'm going to the University of Minnesota.
Well, this is kind of a lucky building for you, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't even know. I should buy this place from you.
Season ticket holder? Did you come to a lot of games?
One of my buddies is a season ticket holder and takes about 5 games a year, so I don't know.
Not just against the Panthers, but one game.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Can you take us through the process, your nerves, everything just kind of sitting here waiting for your name to be called?
Yeah, I mean, when teams that you talk to come up, your heart starts beating, and then when they say you pray, you relax, and the mouth is amazing. So.
Have you been to Florida?
Yeah, my grandma lives down there in North Carolina.
Where?
Actually, from Beach, Marco Island.
Oh, yeah. It's become a league of big players. You're obviously not a big player. There's a guy that plays in Tampa Bay named Marty St. Louis that's done pretty well with your type of skills. How much do you look at a guy like that for inspiration when you kind of turn the next corner in your career?
Yeah, I mean, any NHL game I get a chance to watch, I try to look at the small guys and figure out what they're doing, because obviously they're doing something right. So.
A lot of the players say, now that you're going to get serious, if you're going to go start training, when I start focusing, is that kind of like too inspired to do that right now?
I mean, you're always saying, you know, even if I didn't get drafted today, I'd still be doing the same thing tomorrow. So.
You believe?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Pretty cool.
Big party now?
We'll see.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, John.
Thank you.
You got to call him up.